think that kids who have autism are more vulnerable to being bullied than a child who isn't on the spectrum?
Yeah, and that's kind of the major focus of that particular project, is that research tells us, and families and schools endorse the fact that of any child that's in a school system, it's the child that's on the autism spectrum that is more frequently and more severely bullied than pretty much any other child in the school, even those that have another developmental disability.
And why is that?
That's the question, is we don't really know. The prevailing thought is that it's because children that have an autism spectrum disorder have the challenges with social interaction, and it's because of those social difficulties that they seem to be targeted as a victim of bullying. But that can't just be it, because there are a lot of other children that have social difficulties for a variety of reasons, and they don't seem to be bullied as much.
So what's your research about? What are you doing?
What we're trying to find out is, first, compared to other children, how often are individuals or students that are on the autism spectrum bullied? Are they a victim of bullying at different ages? So we're looking at children all the way from 8 years of age to 17, so kind of across school. How are they bullied? So is there social exclusion? Is there physical bullying? Is there electronic bullying? How severe is the bullying? What is their experience of all of that? And then particularly, I'm looking for what coping mechanisms are they putting in place to help them deal with that behavior.
Are these interviews being held with the students? Or are you talking to the teachers or the parents, all three?
All three, yeah. So participation in the project involves the students coming in and doing some work with my research team to understand what their personal perspectives are on whether they've been a victim of bullying, if so, how and when and why. There's a questionnaire they complete with us for us to figure out if they understand what bullying is, because that helps us understand if they can recognize it accurately. And then we're looking at a whole bunch of other different facets of functioning, so we can try and figure out if they have a challenge in one or more of these areas of functioning, if that might be related to why they're being targeted a little bit more often. And then we have similar questions for the parents, so we get their perspective on if they think their child is a victim. And then we have questionnaires for the teachers for us to find out if they think this child is a victim. And then we try and triangulate all of that in order to see kind of what's going on and how the data falls out.
This is interesting, because bullying, of course, is a negative action, no question about that. Most of the work that you do is in the area of resiliency, what is going well for kids who are dealing with ASD and what's going well in their worlds. So do you see this as a flip from what you normally do?
Yes and no. There's two primary outcomes that I'm hoping happens with the study, and that's that not every child that's on the autism spectrum is bullied. So one of the major things we want to try and find out is what might be unique about the child that's on the spectrum and has been able to avoid becoming a victim versus children that are victimized. If I can find out something that seems to differentiate these two children, I can potentially set up some sort of an intervention that will enable a child to become less of a victim. I will try and do that. The other thing, and it's a reality, and it's not really nice to say, but it's the reality, is that I and likely nobody else will be able to stop bullying. And we likely will not be able to stop these particular students from being bullied. But if I can know more about the coping mechanisms that they're using and whether or not they're actually successful in helping them cope with that, then I can potentially set up some interventions to help them cope and address with being bullied. If I can't stop it, I can try and make it better, and I can try and enhance some of the support networks that they have around that.
Now, you're in the middle of the project now. You're looking for more people?
Always looking for more people. I'm looking for children between 8 and 17. Mm-hmm. I'm particularly looking for children that are quote-unquote high functioning, so those children that have kind of intact or strong cognitive abilities. And that is because, again, the research shows that it's those cognitively smart children but that have the social challenges, they're the ones that are bullied most often, and so those are the ones that we're trying to take a look at.
And so if a student or a parent or a teacher hears this, where would they need to go for more information?
They can email me, they can Google, just search my research lab, or they can email us at assert@ucalgary.ca.
Say the address again?
ASERT@ucalgary.ca.